I want to thank you for joining me, Bertie Brits, in today's broadcast of The Love Way. I'm so excited to just share the message of grace with you, and I believe that you're going to be impacted. Today I'm going to start to speak on the enemies of grace. There are certain things and certain doctrines in this world that's really an enemy of the message of the grace of God. We will have to go and define grace and look at these doctrines and just see what Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, the reason I minister this and is just to get you to stay in the message of grace and to just watch out for some of the pitfalls. Jesus Christ even went and he warned people. One of the things he warned people against was one of these doctrines. He went to his disciples and he said to them, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. And then later on they understood the teaching of the Pharisees. And the teaching of the Pharisees were from the seat of Moses, which was by the works of man you will be made righteous. Now, anything that's an enemy of faith, I call an enemy of grace. Anything that does not produce faith in who God is and what He's done is called an enemy of grace. And I just believe that that's the foundation from where we're going to speak. What things, what doctrines are there that takes away faith? What doctrines are there that puts a question mark over the character of God? Any of those doctrines are really destroying the message of God's grace. Now, the first doctrine we're going to look at is the message of inclusion. We need to know that the message of inclusion is an absolute devilish doctrine. It's not from God. It is Satan putting himself in a place where he is not supposed to be. He's a liar from the beginning. The devil wants to put himself in a place where he says, at least I am employed by God. The devil is not employed by God. It's a message that says you don't have to believe. You don't have to believe that Jesus Christ died for you. He has already died for you, and therefore you've already been made righteous, and the whole world are righteous if they believe it or not. Now, that is not the truth. It's not the truth. I believe salvation has come to everybody, and whosoever makes use of it, they are saved. But if you don't make use of it, you shall not be saved. Now, we're going to just start off with a scripture in Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Now, the grace of God brings salvation and it has appeared unto all men. And then I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 14. It says, for the love of Christ constrains us or pushes us forward, because we judge this, or we are of this mind, that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth not live themselves, but live him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Like that now, of course, after the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God had beseeched you by us. We pray in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, that is a powerful piece of scripture, and I just believe that this is going to bring clarity to your mind. And if you ever get to do with the doctrine of inclusion, you can know what God says about this. Now, the doctrine of inclusion basically says that God creates good and evil. God makes the devil and uses the devil to bring purity to people. And out of that is born all this desert teaching and all the teachings that says God tests you. God puts you through hard times. God uses hard times to get the best out of you and all of those things. And that is a part of the doctrine of inclusion. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that God teaches that. The Bible says that God is light and in Him there is no darkness. I believe that Satan is part of darkness. And darkness cannot come forth or be brought forth out of light. So never think that God can use the devil to teach you anything. It doesn't work that way. Satan is self-employed and his vision is to destroy your faith. And your faith is to be fully persuaded of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And when you are fully persuaded of the finished work of Jesus Christ, it will bring forth belief, which is then to rest your mind in who God is, and that brings forth salvation. Amen. Now, if we look at this piece in 2 Corinthians, let's read verse 14 again. It says, "For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." Now, what Paul was saying, actually, he said is, you know, Jesus Christ died for everybody. Therefore, when He died for everybody, the person that walks here, his sin has been paid for in Jesus Christ. The death that he is going to die because of his unbelief, Jesus died already. And I start to look at every man from that perspective, and I don't judge him according to the flesh or by the works of the law. I walk in judgment from the perspective of the cross of Jesus Christ. Therefore, this person, God has reconciled him to himself already by not imputing his trespasses unto him, but imputing it unto Jesus. So in God's perspective, all the sins which was according to the law has been paid for in Jesus Christ. So that according to the law, the sins that they commit, because people sin, the sins that they commit are not imputed unto them. It doesn't make them that they are not sinners. They are sinners. People out there that commit sin, the only thing is that God in Jesus Christ said, "I will not impute that sin unto them." But it doesn't take away the fact that they are sinners and that what they do are sinful. You know, so the doctrine of inclusion actually says that, you know, the sin of the whole world has been paid for. Everybody is righteous in the eyes of God, even if they believe it or not. That's God's reality about it. And then they are just going to be purified in hell one day, and maybe through hard times. If they don't want to hear the good news preacher, then God will send the devil, which works for him. And then he will use the devil to bring purification in that person's life through hard times, like bringing death, bringing sickness, bringing disease. And then he'll turn his heart to God and he'll be purified. And those who die in their sins will be purified in hell, and then they'll go to heaven. Now, that's not true. If the devil can go to heaven, adultery can become sinless. Now, you might say, "Bertie, what does that mean?" You know, the Satan is evil. And judgment over him has been pronounced already. He's going to go to the lake of fire for eternity. And there he will be forevermore. Not to come out ever. And whosoever has not believed on Jesus Christ, meaning who has not applied the righteousness that was brought by Jesus so they could be made righteous, they will be with him because they would have believed in what he has said. And their faith has placed them in a place where Jesus Christ could not even save them. Now, you know, I believe everything has been placed under Christ according to Ephesians. Everything has been gathered under him. And what that means is everything is being seen now from the perspective of Jesus. So if you don't believe in Jesus, then you're not going to make it. You're going to go to hell. Now, it's very important to believe that. You cannot say that because Jesus died for the sin of the whole world is already righteous, and the whole world is already saved, the whole world goes to heaven. It doesn't work that way. And we're going to look at that in depth. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says very clearly from verse 14 that the love of Christ constrains us, because we've got this mindset that if one died, then all were dead, and that he died that we should henceforth not live by our own works, but we should live him. And what is very important is we must see the last part. Verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So God said, I bring you close by saying, I pay for your sins in Jesus. But the moment you believe it and you grab a hold of it, then you come close to God and then you are saved. Before that, you are not saved. Before that, from God's perspective, because of your unbelief, you are a sinner and you are on your way to hell, even if your sins are paid. Let me give you a good example. If I go and I pay money into my son's bank account, I come close to him with my love. I put, say, 2,000 rand in his bank account. I bless him because he wants to buy a certain thing. Now, if he does not come close to me, if he doesn't come close to what I have done, you know what happens to him? He is poor. In my eyes, I've paid the money into his account, but in my eyes, I also see him as poor because he's never used that money. As long as what you don't use that money, as long as what he doesn't use that money, he is poor in my eyes. He's not rich in my eyes. He's poor because he has not made use of what I have already given him. It's just like that. It's the way it is. The government in South Africa provides money for poor people. If you are jobless and if you are sick, if you cannot get a job, there are certain things, there's a certain criteria. If you qualify, then you will receive a certain amount of money. I think it's 860 rand or something from the government. They just give it to you. Now, the government can, from his side, give it. But if you don't go and fill in the forms and meet the requirement that there is in order for you to receive it, the government will still see you as very poor. Although they've made provision for you. They will say, I've made provision, but you've never received this, therefore you are poor. Now it's the same with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ brought righteousness to the world. But whosoever believes it, to them it is imputed and they receive it. And once they receive it, they are made righteous. Before you receive it, you are not being made righteous. You are not righteous. You are full of sin. Although God paid for your sin. He's paid for it, but you haven't made use of that cleansing. And it's like Reinhard Bonnke said it. It's so true. A man came to him and said, if Jesus Christ paid for the sin of the whole world, why is the whole world so sinful? And then he said, it's like soap. The blood of Jesus is like soap. And I want to say the message of righteousness is like soap. The message of forgiveness is like soap. Soap is all over the world, but everybody is not clean. Because you must personally reach out for the soap, then you must apply the soap, and before you have not applied the soap, let me tell you something, you are stinking dirty. That's just the way it is, and we need to know that. Please don't fall into this doctrine of inclusion, which says everybody is saved. Everybody is not saved. We must be sure and know that the devil does not work for God. God did not create the devil to be used of him to bring any knowledge of God or anything about God to you. It's not like that. I don't believe that. There's no scripture in the Bible for that. The devil is an enemy of Jesus Christ. He's an enemy of the cross. He's an enemy of everything that is good. Now if God, and this is very important, if you believe that, which is also a part of the inclusion theory, which is God made the devil and God uses hard times to teach you, to get you pure, to get you clean, to get you holy. Now, if you believe that, it puts a question mark over the character of God and who He is, and that brings a weakness to your faith. Faith is to be persuaded of what Jesus has done. What did Jesus do? He came to conquer Satan. But if you also believe that God brings Satan, I mean, what do you believe now? Now you are double-minded and you are unstable in all your ways. And we're going to look at that quickly from the book of James, chapter 1. So the first thing we said is, The fact that Jesus paid for your sins doesn't mean that you are forgiven. The fact that God brought forgiveness, that your sin has been washed away, that your sin has been cleansed, He came to take away the sin of the world by dying for it. The fact that He's done that doesn't mean that you are clean. You must apply His work to you before you will be clean in the eyes of God. You're not clean in the eyes of God if you don't believe. As easy as that. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we must be born of God. If you're not born of God, you are not saved. Now, every person can be born of God. You must be born of God individually. There's this teaching of global birth, which is not the truth. That when Jesus died and when He was resurrected, that was the new birth. He was the first. There's this teaching of global birth. When Jesus died, then the whole world died. When He was resurrected, then everybody was resurrected with Him, and everybody's already seated at the right hand of the Father right now. It's not the truth. John chapter 1, and let's just check that out quickly before we get into James. John chapter 1, and this is just going to bless you. It says there in verse 12, it says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to receive the being or to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name." Edward, even you can take away there. Let's read it again. It says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power or the authority to become or to receive the being of the sons of God, to them that believe on His name." Now, receiving Jesus, that word receive means to take a hold of with a purpose to make use of. Are those who believe in Him. To them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Then it says verse 13, "Which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God." So who are those who are born of God? They are those who believe in God. Without belief in God, you're not born of God. Never think that the whole world has been born of God. They are not born of God. They are born out of what they believe. Jesus called the Pharisees, He said, "Your father is the devil." So who were they born of? They were born of Satan. And I tell you, it's the very same thing. Peter later, when he spoke to people, he says, you are born of Satan. Satan works in you. So never think that the whole world has been born of God. Only those who believe in God are born of God. That's why it's so important to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, unfortunately, the whole world is born in unbelief. The whole world is born in unbelief. My children, when they were born, when they start to receive the understanding, they received, I bombarded them with a message of grace and belief. And they believed it. And because they believe it, they are saved. But there are millions of homes today where that is not taught and trained. Where their children are not taught that, but what they are taught is unbelief. They are taught the law, they are taught all types of rubbish, all types of doctrines of devils, the wrong teaching are being taught, being justified by works and all of that. And the doctrine of inclusion is, "Oh, don't worry, my child, you don't have to believe, you are just saved." You will have a hell of a surprise. It's just the way it is. Now, for those who are in America that sees this, please don't be offended if I use the word hell. It's not a problem in South Africa. So, take a deep breath and relax. Hallelujah. Now, we cannot have the system. We must realize that the system of you don't have to believe and you are saved is just a lot of rubbish. We need to know that without faith, you're not going to be saved. James chapter 1, and we are talking a little bit about, and I'm going to end off with this, James chapter 1. Let's look a little bit about being confused and being double-minded. James chapter 1. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and Upbraideth not, that means to bring up the past. He doesn't do that. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Now what is faith? Faith means to be fully persuaded of what Christ has done on your behalf. Okay? You cannot just ask without being persuaded of what Christ has done on your behalf. For he that wavers, okay, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. In other words, let him ask and he mustn't doubt. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let that man not think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You will not receive righteousness from God if you are double-minded when it comes to righteousness. Now the double-mindedness comes, you must read the whole context of this, because the people that James wrote to were very upset because of persecution and hard times. And then they started to think that God was putting them through these hard times to purify them and to bless them. Then he says in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variables, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with a word of truth. In other words, by this word, when we believe this word, we were saved. And what he says here is only good comes from God. So the doctrine of inclusion says, you know, the devil is included in the kingdom of God, works for God, and God uses him to bring hard times over your life and purify you through hard times. Man. We must also realize that the Bible says that God doesn't work according to the basic principles of this world. The basic principle of this world, there are many basic principles of this world. You look at the grass outside. That grass today is burnt and tomorrow green grass comes out. And then we can say, you see, let's look at the basic principle of this world. If something is burnt, then new life can come forth. Now that's rubbish. You can't use grass being burnt as an example for what God has done in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ came into this world, walked by the principles of this world, then he brought forth life. Now, you can take the law and apply it to Jesus, but you can't apply it to you. The law that is applied to you is the law of faith. If you believe it, it's like it. If you believe, then you are made righteous. If you believe, then you are healed. If you believe, then you prosper. But anything else is not from God. It's part of the doctrine of inclusion. So never think, never once think that the whole world is saved. The whole world's not saved. It's an enemy. That doctrine's an enemy of the work of Jesus Christ. As that's just the way it is. It makes a mockery of the scripture in Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus said, "Go into all the world and make disciples." I mean, why will we want people to get saved if they are saved already? It's just a waste of time. Go and catch fish and go on holiday, man. Don't go and preach the gospel. But let me tell you something. If people don't believe, they're going to go to hell. If you don't believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, but you're still under the doctrine of laws, and you don't believe that by Jesus you are saved, if you're a Muslim today and you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you know, hell is not punishment where God wants to punish you. It is where you choose to go because of unbelief. It's because you choose to be justified by your own works. And I don't say that condemning you, telling you you are just this bad person. I'm saying this to tell you that without faith in Jesus, you cannot be saved. Because He is the perfect sacrifice. And when He died for you, you died there. But if you don't believe it, it's not applied to you. And that's the free will that God has given man. Your free will is your belief. Now let me explain it this way, and I think we'll pick it up here in the next session. How did Adam get out of his place of blessing? By faith. He believed Satan. And he was taken out. And then Abraham... Now Adam, when he sinned, he represented man, and even Abraham became a sinner because of the unbelief of Adam. But it had no effect on Abraham the moment he believed God, because then he believed himself into righteousness. And the representation, the representative that he had no effect on him because he believed God and he was placed in righteousness. Now it's exactly the same way today. Through the sin of disobedience of one, many were made righteous. Through the disobedience of one, many were made unrighteous. But through the obedience of one, many will be made righteous. Through Adam's disobedience, we were all made sinners. But through the righteousness of God, through the obedience of God, righteousness came to everybody so that whosoever believes it might receive it. Now, you've got a representative, Jesus Christ, which has brought righteousness unto you. But you know what? Your unbelief can make that the person who represents you has got no effect in your life. And people are born in unbelief. Millions of them on the planet today walk in unbelief. They were born in that, and if we cannot preach to them and if they cannot believe it, they will go to hell and they will not have life and life at all. That's why we preach on television. That's why we've got gospel crusades. That's why people fund this ministry, so that we can preach the gospel of Jesus, that people can be saved and experience the salvation of Jesus and have life and life eternal. Now, let's just quickly read verse 17, 16 and 17 again, James chapter 1. It says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variables, neither shadow of turning." Hallelujah. Everything that is good comes from God. Never believe that the devil comes from God. Man, go and think about this. The devil doesn't come from God. He doesn't work for God. He's self-employed. He made his own decisions. He started to walk in unbelief. And that is what brings forth that death in his life. Well, thank you for listening to this broadcast. I just believe that God has blessed you through this. Get the series on this. We've got a series on this. Also, get onto our website, which has been on the screen a couple of times. Man, it's an awesome website. You can download all our messages for free from that website. God bless you. We love you and thank you for your absolute prayer and support that you've given towards Dynamic Love Ministries.